You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Is it just me or is my voice getting lower and lower? You know, the more a woman ages, the more her testosterone appears a dominant feature. You guys know that. Women start to get some male pattern baldness. Women start to get some facial hair. And their voice deepens. I just didn't think I was that old yet. I guess, well, you know, I had to stand outside in the cold. I wanted to go grocery shopping. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a 24-hour town, right? And I go to the grocery store and it's closed. It doesn't open till 7 a.m. 7 a.m.? I mean, my day is half over by 7 a.m. 7 a.m. And so I'm standing out there. Meanwhile, I just had, you know, shut off the radio in the car where there was a real good Christmas song on. I think it was I love the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Carol of the Bells. Dun, 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 dun. That's supposed to be on my bumper music. We're still working on my bumper music. Sorry, guys. Anyway, I shut the song off, and I'm standing in line at 7 a.m. for the grocery store to open. And, of course, there's hardly any staff at 7 a.m. once you get in. And whoever said the recession is over and everybody is back to full gear and extended hours, I don't get this. We're in Christmas season, and the grocery store doesn't open till 7 a.m. Either I'm spoiled or I'm completely losing it, because I always thought these places were 24/7, or at least, you know, grocery stores open early, 5, 6 in the mornings. So you could get some donuts or something. Anyway, what did I buy? There was a sale on some wine. I had to. One of our friends' dads died, father's died, so we have to bring wine over to the house. I actually bought wine at 7 in the morning. I bought some muffins. I bought some Havarti cheese. I bought vegetables. I bought orange juice. And, you know, some feminine hygiene products there. Is that good enough for y'all? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This is very interesting. Study ranks America's best and worst cities for good-looking people. Now, me being in Las Vegas, Nevada, you would think would have topped the list, but no, it didn't happen. From what we understand, Miami is the top city for best-looking people. This was a new survey. I'm trying to look up who did the survey. No, I was never in Miami. I'm in Nevada. I would like to see if Nevada ranked at all any high. I was wondering why the mayor told me to stay inside last week. The annual results from the America's Favorite Cities survey were compiled by Travel and Leisure Readers. They rated 35 metropolitan areas for quality, such as people watching, walkable streets, and good music scenes. From what I understand, one of the categories was best-looking people. Let me see. I guess Floridians also topped fashion sense and physique, etc. But I want to see the full list. I think Anchorage came in last. I think it did. Which blows my mind because I watch Gold Rush. I watch Bering Sea Gold. Let's talk about good-looking men in Alaska. Who thinks Dave Turin on Gold Rush or Chris Dumit are cute? I think they're cute. I know they're what, in their 50s? I don't know, but I think they're pretty sexy. All right, so whoever says Alaska has the least good-looking people, I don't know what they're talking about. Okay, so the most attractive cities, Miami, then came San Diego, then came San Juan, Puerto Rico, then came Charleston. Number 5 was Los Angeles. Number 6, Nashville. 7, Austin. 8, Savannah. 9, Honolulu. So you think Honolulu because everybody's in bikinis, but Honolulu came in number 9. Number 10, Minneapolis, St. Paul. 11, San Francisco. Wait a second, GCN is near Minneapolis. I got to say, the GCN guys are pretty good looking. I'm not allowed to say because that could be sexual harassment. But, guys, really, number 10, you guys could do better than that. San Francisco, Santa Fe, Providence, Denver, New York City came in number 15. Chicago, Kansas City, number 17, and San Antonio, number 18. All right. Now, the last on the list was Anchorage, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Oh, people, come on. Baltimore always gets a bad rep. Oh, poor Baltimore. Hey, Atlanta's not doing bad football season, with football this year. Atlanta's had an amazing year. Atlanta came in number 28, right before Salt Lake City, Portland, Oregon, Washington, D.C. Really? What? Washington, D.C.? That you can't take the Supreme Court justices into account. You gotta leave those people out. Washington, D.C., then Orlando, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Anchorage. So, sorry, people. Those were the most attractive people. They aren't talking about attractive cities, like pretty houses. They're talking about where are the best looking people. And I guess, there we are. Now, you know, we spend a lot of times talking about, looks on this show. Not because I run out of material, but because it's an extremely important part of the human psyche. Now, I know I'm a family doctor, and I'm not trying to pretend to be a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but looks do matter. And after the break, we're going to be talking about a study where a quote-unquote simple smile could hold the key to having your way with women. Apparently, there was a Spanish experiment looking at how a man's smile impacted on a woman's perception of him and her body language. Looks are important. I mean, even when you go for a job, We've talked about this. We've talked about previous studies in the past. There was a study 30 years ago done where you looked at four types of women: blonde, brunette, blonde with glasses, brunette with glasses. And the brunette with glasses had the most difficult time getting the job. This was 30 years ago. Than the blonde without glasses. Now, okay, of course, it depends on the job. It depends what you're looking for. But looks do matter. You know, it blows my mind how people think, oh, no, because, you know, look at Joy Behar. You know, she's famous. I don't understand why Joy Behar is as famous as she is, but I guess that's an exception to the rule. But for the most part, looks. Isn't Anderson Cooper Gloria Vanderbilt's son? I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but he had connections. Yeah, and I guess Gloria Vanderbilt is from the Vanderbilt family. Now, yeah, I liked her jeans. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live! lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Brent writes, Doctor, you were discussing how you didn't want to sexually harass your studio staff. What is true sexual harassment and what is okay? I joke with my coworkers all the time, and sometimes it gets R-rated. Whew, R-rated is better than some of the places I've worked at. I don't want to sexually harass my studio staff at all. That's a big no-no. If we look at the true definition of sexual harassment, at the top of my head, it's if the behavior is unwanted. Okay, if it's like unwelcome behavior. So if it's physical contact, if it's verbal, if it's something visual like pornography in the workplace, and if it's not quote unquote welcomed, this is the definition. I'm not saying I agree with it. If it's unwelcomed is the key word you'd see in most literature. I'm going to pull it up now because I want to get the words right. Okay, here we go. Unwelcome verbal, visual, or physical conduct of a sexual nature that is severe or pervasive and affects working conditions or creates a hostile work environment. That is the definition of sexual harassment. It's a form of discrimination that makes other people feel uncomfortable. Now, what is the realistic version? Anything that somebody could turn around and use against you later. Okay? Now, we were just talking about, earlier this month, about the woman who was suing Price is Right. Because, you guys remember the story, for those of you that missed the episode, a lady, one of the models sued Price is Right because she claims that when she miscarried, it was due to work was stressful, and that she was being harassed because she was pregnant. Then a couple years later, she did get pregnant. She took time off. When she wanted to come back, they said, we already have enough models. We don't need anybody anymore. So she claimed that they fired her because of, the pregnancy. You're not allowed to fire somebody because they get pregnant. You can fire pregnant women all the time. You can't fire them if they become pregnant. Okay, you could fire a pregnant person for doing a bad job or for not needing, I guess, overstaffed, financial issues, but you can't fire a person because they became pregnant. Well, she nonetheless won $775,000, is suing for $8 million. I guess civilly, but what won the case for her with the jury is she said her boss had said harassing things. One of the producers, like wide load coming. And I think there was something else. Wasn't sexual in nature. But if this was said a few years back when she was pregnant, I mean, how many of our coworkers or our bosses go, all right, you know, dude, are all the guys clear the hallway. Dolly is coming with triplets. That could be used against you 3, 4, 5, 10 years later. I know there's supposed to be a statute of limitations, but what the jury listens to and, you know, strikes their emotional strings, strikes a chord, could be an infinite amount of time. There's no statutes of limitations of what could have happened in the past that gets brought up. I mean, unless, of course, you have a good attorney that says, I object, we need to strike that from the record. But the jury already heard it. So if you, Brent, are joking around with coworkers and you discuss dirty jokes, okay, or you heard a real good dirty joke from grandma, who knows, right? My grandma, one of my grandmas always had the dirty jokes. The other grandma was really prim and proper. So whenever I would say, yeah, grandma told me this one, you know, my brothers and sisters are like, no, she wouldn't. I go, the other grandma. They're like, oh, okay. I'm going to be that kind of grandma. I'm going to be the one that, do you guys remember that song? I think it was a song from the 1920s. Oh, the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole. Do you guys remember that one? Very old song. My grandma taught this to us when I was 3. And I can't finish the song because I'm on air. But for those of you that don't know the song, it goes like this, but I'm going to have to cut it off. It's the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole to smell his. Now, when I was 3 years old, I was singing this the whole time. Of course, my mom was furious, and it was my mom's mom. And my husband gets mad because I taught that song to my kids. Okay, but anyway, the point I'm making is you go to work, and you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia was singing the song on air, and it went like this. Your coworkers may giggle, but 3, 4 years later, they could say that was sexual harassment because they could claim it was unwanted, even though it appeared it was wanted then. What happened? Was it Clarence Thomas who was out to lunch with an aide and there was a hair in his drink and it looked like a pubic hair, so he said it was a pubic hair? He got in trouble for that. So my recommendations to any of you is when in doubt, leave it out. Don't, there's a lot of corollaries to that. When in doubt, leave it out. When in doubt, don't say it. Because you have no idea. People giggle all the time. Then all of a sudden, a year or two later, you're like, what? Now, are there people that sexually harass, sexually assault at work? Absolutely. I mean, I was sexually harassed at multiple jobs. I threw some dirt on it and moved on. It wasn't. I was too much of a wuss to complain, and I probably should have. Thinking back now, you know, even if it didn't bother me that much, I could have probably, you know, helped future employees. But, I mean, I've been called every name in the book and every body part imaginable by prior employers, and it just, I mean, that's obviously unwanted. I mean, sexual harassment unfortunately happens way too much. Way too much in the workplace. It still does. Sexual discrimination, etc. But what I don't like is when comments are made in jest, people are joking, people are giggling, but years later it becomes a case. Now, you know, maybe the model really was insulted by being told wide load. I mean, when I was pregnant, I really didn't like people saying I was glowing. All right. You know, but, you know, when somebody doesn't know how to compliment you because you're not attractive, they say you're glowing. Plus, I have, like, you know, pregnancy acne on my face. And so my friends telling me I'm glowing, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to give me the glowing line? That really hurts. Well, talk to me after I give birth. So, I mean, maybe she was hurt. $8 million worth, you know, his Price is Right going to lose this next $8 million suit over it. So anyway, my suggestion is you have no idea who in that room will later say I was sexually harassed. Now, I told you guys that, I warned you guys of a move that many of us did in medical school that was considered sexual harassment and we didn't realize it. Okay. When I was in school, medical school is pretty tough. I've told you guys the story. Some of you have already heard the story, but for those of you that are new to the show, I was the one, Dr. Dahlia, and it's going to be in the history books as the one that, came up with the flip-off game. And the flip-off game was made very famous by me where, you know, I'd look around the room during medical school and if somebody was, you know, not paying attention and their eyes were looking, I would be sitting there flipping them off. When their eyes caught me flipping them off, they lost. Okay? They lost a point. If they got you back, you lost a point. And if somebody got caught in the crossfire, if you get an innocent bystander, you lose a point. I was in a anatomy class, taking my anatomy exam. You weren't allowed to talk, look away, etc. And the reason why I lost the game and I was kind of killed, you know, like Call of Duty in the game, is because four of the students with double hands flipped me off in the middle of my anatomy oral exam with my teacher, and I screamed, and I was knocked out because there was no way to recuperate from that. I was totally leveled. But that's not why we got in trouble for sexual harassment. We got in trouble because I had to devise a new game. And the new game was actually a written piece of paper telling somebody to go, you know, take a hike, except in other words. And somebody was throwing things at my head in the middle of class during a lecture. So I decided to write them a note and put the note behind my head. All right, just so they could read it. I didn't know who was throwing, but I figured I'd get the whole rest of the class. All of a sudden, you start hearing giggles. And you start hearing, oh, my gosh. And I turn around, and I guess one of the professors had decided to sit in on that one particular class. It was sitting right behind me. So he got a big whopping sign that said, go blank yourself. Now, of course, the next day, we all had sexual harassment training courses. And he said, and what they all said was giving somebody the finger, writing an obscene note to somebody else or to half the classroom is considered sexual harassment. So we all got a huge lesson. So for those of you, the reason why I'm telling you is not because I want you guys to think that I didn't learn anything in medical school, but when you give somebody the bird, that could be construed as sexual harassment. Okay? Don's like, oh no. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier
and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
All right, guys. Of course, we are bad to the bone. The show is bad. That's what we've been told. Show is bad. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I think the new word now is sick. Do you notice that when you know, I tell my kids something, I go, guys, this is what we're going to do this weekend. They go, that is sick. And I'm like, sick? There's nothing disgusting or gross about it. I guess sick is a good word now. Wicked, sick, bad. I guess the next word would be totally, well, I can't say it on air, but I guess those are good words now. Whatever was bad was good. Whatever was good was bad. All right, just know the lingo. We're getting old, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This part of the show is being sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Don't forget to always have your little arsenal of supplies. You know, what we have seen going on with Hurricane Sandy and just with all the other hurricanes and earthquakes and prior things that we've seen over the last few years, I can't stress enough how important it is to have a generator, have your water, have your food supply. And Freeze Dry Guy offers probably the easiest way for you to have your food supply. And I'm not reading this off of a commercial. I have Freeze Dry Guy. I love it. They're easy to package. They stay long. They taste good. And just be prepared. Okay, make sure you're be prepared. Now, I'm looking at this headline. Judge orders tobacco companies to admit they lied over smoking risks. Did you guys hear about this? A federal judge, I believe, was that today or yesterday? Yesterday it had to have happened, has ruled that major tobacco companies must tell the U.S. public that they lied about the dangers of cigarettes. They must do so spending their own money conducting public advertising campaign. I guess they say the ruling comes as a result of a historic case that the Justice Department brought in 1999 accusing the tobacco companies of racketeering. This is being reported by The Guardian. The ruling was given out by U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler, who wrote that this campaign would be the best thing to counterweight to the past deception by the companies way back in 1964. Sounds like a witch hunt to me, but they're calling this a counterweight to the past deception. Now, I'm in no way trying to defend tobacco companies or their safety. I think cigarettes kill. I think secondhand smoke kills, thirdhand smoke kills. I am not a fan of cigarettes. I hate them. Not a fan of at all. However, I get very creeped out when you have a government saying, and I keep telling you this every time the subject surfaces, where you have the government saying you have to advertise against yourself. I don't get that. They say these advertisements that have been now decreed must be published in various media for the next 2 years. And according to the report, the estimated cost of the campaign could possibly lead to another fight or appeal. Some of the statements that the companies will be required to use in the campaigns will be, quote, a federal court has ruled that the defendant tobacco companies deliberately deceived the American public by falsely selling and advertising low tar and light cigarettes as less harmful than regular cigarettes. And smoking kills on average 1,200 Americans a day. Requiring the tobacco companies, they say, to finally tell the truth is a small price to pay for the devastating consequences of their wrongdoing. When do people take responsibility? I mean, most of the people who have smoked over the last 30, 40 years, I think got a clue that smoking wasn't healthy. And the reason why I'm having such a problem with this is who's going to be next? Soda companies, Hostess. We're going to be talking about a story where couches may hold chemicals that could cause cancer. So do sofas now have to launch a campaign saying they deceived you by saying if you sat on a sofa, you'd be fine? I don't know where this can go. Remember, okay, I don't want to use the word paranoid, but I'm very cautious when I see government step in and decide to control an industry and make them smack themselves in the face publicly. Now, I know we all can agree that the tobacco companies were probably not the most forthcoming. I'm not saying I'm defending them. But if the government could do this to tobacco companies, are they going to do this to Crown Royal? Are they going to do this to Jack Daniels? Are they going to do this to Bud Light? Where will it end? We know that we put a lot of things into our mouths and orifices that may be potentially hazardous. Are men who have no idea they have an STD, gonna have to spend millions of dollars on an advertising campaign saying I shouldn't have penetrated and let you think I was safe, but I didn't know. I mean, look how ridiculous this could be. Well, it's ridiculous because I'm coming up with those analogies, but I mean, think about it. If a judge can rule that a company has to say they lied. Now, what if some of this, now we do know that there were studies that refuted, you know, the safety of you know, low tar, etc. But I think the logic is there, less tar, less nicotine, less hazard. I mean, is lied the appropriate word? I mean, if the tobacco companies did lie, is our government violating our Constitution having them advertise against themselves? Can the Constitution force you to publicly criticize yourself? I don't think it can. Now, can they ban tobacco? That, I almost think they have more legal leeway to ban tobacco than to make a company say, my bad, I lied. I don't know. I mean, and maybe I haven't come up with why I'm so concerned about this, but it's a little eerie. Another story I need to pull up is, I guess, in Hungary, there's a group of extremists that want all the Jewish politicians listed for them. Do you guys hear about this? Is it going on in Hungary? There's an extremist group that wants a list brought to them of all the Jews in government. For those of you that don't think a Hitler regime could happen again, or a Holocaust could happen again, with Christians and Jews being slaughtered, you've got another thing coming. I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, how are you going to extrapolate this with tobacco industries to Holocaust? Well, I mean, this is where these things start. If the government can basically have you do bad things to yourself, where does it end? Okay? And there are things happening in this world. We may want to stick our heads in the sand or in an orifice and not think that somebody would want to have a Jewish hit list. But apparently there is a group that does. There's still people that are Ku Klux Klan. There are still racists and bigots among us. Don't think everything is hunky-dory. It ain't. So I'm going to be very bitterly amused seeing what these campaigns must have to look like. And I think it's ridiculous. Now, okay, if a judge orders that tobacco companies have to help with smoking lung cancer research or smoking cessation programs, I'm for that. I am for that, all right? If they ask, well, I don't know if I like the term demand, but for something positive, public education, research, I'm for. But when the government says you have to smack yourself in the face publicly and pay for it, that to me is creepy. Don't go away. We'll be right back and tell you what's wrong with your couch. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. I love being able to connect with you. Also, don't forget we are going to Alaska in June. The Dr. Dahlia cruise is going to be absolutely exquisite, even if I'm there. I promise I won't pack a muumuu. Okay? I'll be in some decent clothes. I love my Alaskan clothes. I only wear when I go up to Alaska. I don't know if I'm going to make you wear the Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirt. I will bring up Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirts, but if you think you look like a dork in the Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirt, I won't make you wear it on the cruise line. Lord knows my kids hate doing it. Real quickly, before I go to why our couches are killing us in terms of cancer, I found the article on the Hungry leader. I mean, he's not Hungary. He's from Hungary. Apparently, there's a Hungarian extremist politician that has asked the government to draw up lists of Jews who pose a quote-unquote national security risk. Martin Gajanowski, leader of Hungary's third strongest political party, the Jobbik, said the list was necessary because of heightened tensions following the brief conflict in Gaza and should include members of parliament. Opponents have condemned frequent anti-Semitic slurs and tough rhetoric against the party. Jobbik has never called publicly for lists of Jews. There is a Holocaust survivor, Gustav Zoltai. He says this freaks him out, obviously. He's executive director of the Hungarian Jewish Congregations Association. All my family in Hungary was killed. I had family in Hungary. I had family in Poland. A lot of family in Russia, Germany, and Austria. The only reason why I'm alive is because my grandma's family and my grandfather's family. My grandma's family escaped from Essen. My grandfather's family escaped from Vienna, and they went to Israel, which was Palestine at the time. And then they had my dad, and then my dad came to America, met my mom. From what I understand, they did the hibbity-dibbity, and I was born. But that's the only reason why I'm alive right now. Okay, who said darn? That's the only reason why I'm alive right now. It was for just the sliver of family that escaped. And, you know, people always ask, why didn't your Polish family leave? Why didn't your Hungary family leave? Why did they leave? Well, because, I mean, who would have thought something like this would happen? You're going to leave your house. You're going to leave your job. You're going to leave your friends. If somebody walked up to you right now and said, oh, we kind of think this Hitler guy that promised to, you know, give entitlements and, you know, give us jobs and fix this horrible economy that we're in, you know, from the depression in the 30s. He's promised so much, but we think he doesn't like Jews and he may kill them. Or he doesn't like Christians and Catholics, and he's going to slaughter a bunch of people, you'd be like, what? I ain't leaving. I got my gun. I'm fine. And apparently they were outgunned. So now you have – now, this isn't the first time – I'm not naive. This isn't the first time post-World War II that somebody wanted to slaughter innocent people, whether they be Jews or Christians, okay? There's idiots out there all along. But the fact that this man has absolutely no fear that his recommendation is unpopular – that it's okay to demand a list is pretty scary stuff. So, again, just don't put your head in the sand, okay? And if it's Jews, it could be blacks, it could be Catholics, it could be Mormons, okay? It's all of us, and we all need to stick together. Okay, couches contain chemicals tied to cancer risk. Boy, that couches contain chemicals tied to cancer risk. Did they do that on purpose? 8 out of 10 couches contain flame retardant chemicals that are linked to heightened cancer risk and developmental delays. This is from UC Berkeley and Duke University researchers. They say an increase in the number of couches bought throughout the U.S. contain flame retardants. 75% of couches before 2005 contained flame retardants, now 93%, but the flame retardant is not necessarily the most safe. All right. Apparently, we don't want our couches to light on fire because of cigarettes. And so having the fire safety standard was supposed to be a good thing. So now I guess they looked at 102 samples of foam from couches bought in 1985 to 2010. They found 85% of the flame retardant, and they would leach. The chemicals from the couch would leach into the household dust, kids would ingest these into the mouth. The chemical is called triphosphate, found in 42 couch samples. We don't have couch. We have, you want to know, I sit on a bouncy ball. I sit on one of those exercise balls. We have bean bags. We have a love seat, and we have a lazy boy. My guess is the love seat and lazy. We do have a couch. The kids eat on it. They don't eat at the kitchen table. We do have a couch, and they eat on it, which means if they drop their food on the couch and put it in their mouth, they're probably getting this. All right, so what does this mean? It means nothing's safe. Our plastic's not safe. Our makeup's not safe. Our couches aren't safe. Everything has chemicals, and we're all going to die. I guess that's what it means. Are you guys okay with that? All right, what's going on with the Powerball? Let's talk about something fun. I'm tired of hearing that we're going to die. This is going to happen. Where's my thing on the Powerball? What is the Powerball up to? 500 million now? One of you is supposed to win today, I guess. I think it's a one in, what are the odds? One in 125,000? No. The odds is like one in 125 million chance you win. I was watching CNN this morning. And I know a lot of you don't like CNN. I'm sorry. They were talking about a previous winner and what he spent his money on. Apparently, he had won a $206 million jackpot from the Powerball, but he decided to take the money up front, so he only got $80,000, okay? And I guess he put a big chunk of it in low-risk investments like bonds, mutual funds, a big chunk in high-risk investments like oil. He went to Tahiti with his friends for, $80,000. He bought a bunch of bikes for $65,000. And this is all from memory because I just watched this earlier today. He gave $12,000 to each child. You know how each year you could give a gift? It used to be $10,000. I guess it's up to $12,000. Trust me, my kids don't even get an allowance. This is a recession right now. But I guess what he did is he gave the $12,000 to each kid, and he could do that yearly, so it's non-taxable. And he has a family foundation he did for about $1 million, and I'm trying to think what else he did. But obviously a financial advisor found him and got a hold of him and told him, you know, what to do and gave him some advice. So hopefully if any of you win, you could hire me for financial advice, right? I'll do personal radio. I will broadcast 3 hours a day personally, right? GCN will have to just, you know, match what you offer to pay me. But just remember, the time of, I guess, year or whatever when people win these Powerballs and then they claim, it was a ticket that they had personally bought and not group tickets. Remember I told you guys you need to photocopy the tickets? If you send somebody from work to go buy the Powerball tickets or the lottery tickets, make photocopies and give everybody the photocopies of the tickets. There was an attorney on CNN that was discussing how, in addition to that, you should probably have an email fact sheet. So everybody gets the email or everybody gets the fact sheet that says we're going to split this equally. And that should hopefully be enough paperwork. But for the love of the Lord, don't send somebody to go buy your tickets. They claim you never gave them the $2. Or they claim, nope, the ticket that won was their own. They come back with the tickets. They make the photocopies. You all get the photocopies and you all sign that you split it equally. Okay, seven ways, six ways, and Dr. Dahlia. All right, very easy to write. Don't forget Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, all your fax cover sheets should be signed Dr. Dahlia. I hope one of you guys win. I really do. I want one of my listeners. I want good things happening to my listeners. I love you guys. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.